Victory by Guy Meredith, with Ian Holm as Erdman, Nathaniel Parker as Langley, and Kenneth Cranham as Quinn.
There was a snowfall overnight, the first of the winter. About 6 inches of it lay on the fields as we made our way down from Cologne. At one point we passed a tank, overturned, and next to it a bonfire. Ragged children dashed from the heat of the fire to the cover of the tank to throw snowballs at each other. When they saw us, they came running after the jeep, shouting for food. But we had none. Cologne had been devastated entirely. The rubble still lying where it had fallen and covered with duckboards, so that the city could go about its meager business. Defeat is a sort of horizontal phenomenon. Even here in Königsberg, more than half the houses have been flattened, though the mine, miraculously, had escaped most of the bombing.
Guten Tag. Ich will mit Herr Erdmann sprechen.
Dr. Erdmann, jawohl. Wie heißen Sie bitte?
Langley, Captain Langley, British Coal Commission. Verstehen?
Ja, mein Herr. Folgen Sie mir bitte.
Ah, Captain Langley. Please, come in.
Herr Erdmann.
You've just arrived in Königsberg?
Yes. You received advance notice, I trust.
Only yesterday. The post, I'm afraid, is far from regular. Sit, please.
No, thank you. This won't take long. I was supplied with some notes from the control board, but they are rather sketchy. Perhaps you can fill them in for me. You are in regular production, I understand.
Indeed. It has never been halted. Or only 1 week when the town was captured. That week we used to straighten the winding equipment.
You were in charge then?
It was when I took over. The previous director was declared undesirable. I was living here. I presented my credentials to the Allies, but... If you wish to prove again that I was not a member of SS or Gestapo...
No, that's not in question. What is your output?
200 tons daily, clean coal. We could produce more, but...
Impressive, all the same. Personnel?
Did it?
How many workers?
Oh, 1,000, more or less. Mostly old or young, but every day more men come back. We're not a large pit, but we are efficient.
Yeah, I'm sure. Nonetheless, you cannot remain unsupervised, which is why I'm here.
Ah. You are an expert in coal?
Well, I'd hardly have been sent otherwise. From tomorrow, I shall be working in this office. An extra desk will have to be found from somewhere. The plan is this. You will remain in charge of day-to-day production, as logic dictates, while I shall look at larger strategy.
I see.
I realize that until now you've had a certain degree of autonomy. Well, you could hardly expect that to last. The Allied supervisory structure for German industry is now in place, and given the exigencies of winter, coal is of vital importance.
Naturally.
Of course, none of this is altruistic. In any queue for essential goods, the German people will receive only the bare minimum. It's the fuel supply to the rest of Europe which primarily concerns us, you understand.
Perfectly.
Good. I'm glad you're being realistic, Herr Erdmann. Of course, I should say that at this point, based on your experience here, I would welcome any observations you have to make.
Only one. That if we are to work together, Captain Langley...
Not together, Herr Erdmann. You work for me. I report to the control board in Essen, but please continue.
If we are to work at the same office, we must make every effort to get on, yes? So, perhaps if you were to use my correct title.
You know, Dr. Erdmann, if you Germans wish to be accorded respect, you should not have lost the war. Or indeed, started it. I'll find my own way out. Good day.
I've been billeted in the town hall, enough of which is still standing to provide accommodation for the last remnants of an infantry battalion. It's considerably more informal than I expected, and thus, as you can imagine, something of a relief.
If the CO sent you, sir, we're pleased to have you. At least we've got a decent mess, if you don't mind rubbing shoulders with the other ranks, that is.
So long as they're happy to brush epaulettes with me.
No problem there, sir. It's not the discipline slipped or anything, but, well, let's say there's a new spirit of egalitarianism abroad.
Except that you're in charge, Sergeant
Quinn, sir. Only in an unofficial sort of way. Truth is, most of these lads can't wait to be shipped home. Me? I'm just settling in. There you go. Head like Atlantic breakers. What do you think?
Terrific.
Better than home.
Well, when there is any, half the time the pubs have run out.
That's what I'm saying, sir. I'll have to kick me out of Konigsberg. Cheers.
Cheers. What's your speciality, Quinn?
Apart from bar management.
Transport, keeping the vehicles operational. Means I'll be running behind the last jeep out.
Do you get around the zone a lot?
Up and on. Cologne, Essen.
I was wondering whether the Americans came through much.
The Yanks? No, they haven't got the strength. Up to their armpits in pox down there.
I beg your pardon?
Fraternization, sir. Another one?
What? Oh, yes. I'll get it.
First day in doesn't buy. You'll have plenty of time to return the compliments there. Another couple in here. Get a move on.
There was a lot I meant to tell you before I left, and then, when it came to it, everything was such a rush. All I can say now is that this is important work. More than you can imagine. Otherwise, I wouldn't have volunteered. But I think it's for the best in another way. I'm sure we both recognize that we've known each other so long, we don't have a lot left to give. If we are going to break, I'm certain this is the best way. But perhaps we could keep writing, at least. Please let me know how you feel. Love, Stephen.
But there must be 50,000 tons here.
More, I would say.
Just stockpiled.
And growing all the time. I am under orders to keep producing. Unless, of course, you are here to contradict.
For God's sake, hasn't anyone got any sense? If it wasn't for the snow, these piles could self-combust.
Self-combust, yes. As I tried to tell you, I have slowed production, but I do not have the necessary authority.
Well, there's no need to sound so smug, Erdman.
Smug? I do not understand. What I know is that we have here a Teufelskreis. Wait, a vicious circle. To move this coal, we need railway trucks. To build railway trucks, we need steel. To make steel, we must have coal at the foundries. To get coal to the foundries, we need...
Yes, railway trucks. All right. Well, there must have been some once here in this yard. What happened to them?
Reparations? Unofficial? The French. Right now, the trucks are probably somewhere near Lyon, which, of course, means another irony, because it is the French who want this coal.
Well, amongst others, what about the canal? Do you have barges?
Yes, we do. But the canal is frozen. And even if the ice can be broken, it will be blocked by the bridges your pilots so accurately bombed.
Don't push me, Erdman.
No, 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 this is admiration. In this field, at least, you were ahead of us.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. What I say. Captain Langley, can I ask you a question? Today I was talking to the director at Oberfeld. It's the next mine along the Ruhr. He's telling me he has no overseer like you. Why is that?
Are you feeling persecuted?
Well,
and tell your friend they'll come. The control commission's just getting into gear. There'll be a whole army of us over soon. Don't you worry.
But why do you start with the most efficient mine in the region?
Probably because it's in danger of engulfing the town in a coal slip. Okay, look, this is what we do. The first thing is to stop production. There's no point in mining coal we can't shift, and that'll give us a breathing space. Then, if we can find a way of transporting some of this as far as Essen, it won't be our problem anymore.
Good. Practical. But you are wrong in one thing.
What's that, Erdman?
You do not have this breathing space. No matter what the surface temperature of the heaps, at the bottom, they are growing hotter and hotter. Without ventilation, they will ignite, no matter how much snow they are covered with. I've seen it happen. It will be quite a spectacle. You know, Captain Langley, I do not think that you are quite such an expert in coal as you pretend.
Nice tidy setup you've got, Quinn. A model, sir, for what I'll do afterwards. Try it all out here and save up to put it into practice when I eventually go back.
Open a garage in the East End?
Are you kidding? Sorry, sir, no. One of those nice, tidy suburbs they built outside town. Rows of semi-detached, a car in every drive.
My territory.
Is that right? Before the war.
And during.
Listen, Quinn, you said you get about the British zone. What's the situation on rolling stock?
For the railway, it's pretty dire. You must have seen the trogs travelling on the roofs of the carriages.
It's the coal wagons I'm after, or anything that would serve.
It's hardly my speciality, but tricky, I'd have thought. How many in Fraulong?
Say, 30 plus a locomotive. If I had them for a week, I'd shift most of the backlog at the pit. I could put in an official request, but I'd...
Not worth wasting paper, a whole week. I don't know, sir.
Well, if it's a question of pay...
Not in money, that's for sure. Money's no good to anyone round here.
But you've got an idea.
I need a couple of days to make inquiries. And maybe some sort of authorization on the mess bills.
When I started this letter, it wasn't to bore you about work. In fact, at the moment, it's anything but dull. Quinn is without doubt something of a fixer, as well as a natural leader of men.
Come on, put your backs into it. You should have the strength you've been eating the real thing, not this tin rubbish. Here's the cow's winter, this is the shite on the label. Right, you fool! Okay, one more load as soon as it's done, I'm buying the drinks.
I spend my time sending and receiving wires, arranging what will happen to the coal when it reaches Essen. I'm pretty much of a lone wolf. No one here seems to mind much what I do. Certainly not the CEO, who's as keen to get home as anyone. What Quinn came up with is this. Apparently, in the Russian zone, they're rather better provided with locomotives than we are, mainly because they made the mistake of removing all the rails eastwards before the trains. They also have cattle trucks, but no cattle. So, with a little bribery...
Bully beef! Very, very good! Better than real things, Bob! And all for you! All!
Monsieur? Monsieur Etoy?
That's it, Ivan. You've got it.
Though there is, naturally, still a communication problem since the driver came with the train.
Ivan, reverses this way!
But despite the weather doing its worst, we actually managed it.
Say what you like about the trogs, but the grafters, hungry, cold, whatever, they'll follow orders, which, of course, explains a lot over the past 6 years.
Why do you call them trogs?
Troglodytes, the way they emerge, blinking from their cellars every morning up through the rubble. And those are as hell. I mean, keep your gun with you.
Did you see much action, Quinn?
Some. North Africa, Sicily, Monte Cassino.
You must have had a hard time with it.
It's what I was suited to. We all did our bit. You too, I'm sure. What was your posting, sir?
Scientific research.
In mining?
No, not exactly. It was a little more directly geared to the war effort.
This is wonderful, marvellous. That is such a good arbeit. Give me the shovel. I too will help.
I don't think it's quite come to that. Dr. Erdman, this is Sergeant Quinn. Sergeant Quinn provided what might be called the motive power behind all this.
Well, don't forget Ivan. For a lorry load of vodka, he'd smuggle Moscow Central Station over the border.
Sergeant Quinn, I must thank you. For the first time since I took over, the mine can now be fully operational.
My pleasure. I'd better put some muscle in.
No, wait. Dr. Erdman's right. This is an achievement worth celebrating. A dinner, that's what we should have.
It'd take a big table.
The three of us in the mess, one evening.
That is not possible, Captain Langley, I'm afraid.
Why not?
No Germans allowed. Even giving food away is verboten.
I see, yes. Stupid of me. You're right, Quinn. We'd better get back to it.
Of course, the other way round, it is possible.
What do you mean?
If you were to come to my house, this is not prohibited.
To your house?
Mm. I'm on the far outskirts of the town, the other side. But you can drive.
Well, yes, why not? When?
Tonight. We can do it tonight.
Thanks for the letter, which arrived today. I'm glad you see things the same way I do. Or at least I hope it isn't just your usual generosity of spirit. But no, don't send the ring. If you don't want it, give it to a good cause. I think that would be fitting. And I'm sure we can meet as friends when I come back. With love, as ever, Stephen.
Ah, Captain Langley. You found your way without difficulty, I trust. Don't mind me. He's trained not to bite Englishmen, only Germans, DPs.
Displaced persons. You see a lot of them?
Well, I would if I didn't have a dog. They would enter and steal. We're not allowed guns. Prince is my gun. Oh, please, come in.
Thank you.
Here, I brought you this. Food is prohibited, I thought, sir.
Oh, Brandy, you're very kind. We will open this later. This way.
You have a large house.
Yes, but we only use the one room for reasons of heating, you understand.
We?
Ilse and I. Well, you must know Ilse. She will be on my files.
You don't have any files, Dr. Ann.
Really? Then I will have to introduce you.
Through here, please.
Ilse! Here is unser Besucher, Captain Langley. Captain Langley, Ilse.
Pleased to meet you.
Guten Abend.
Lisa is cross with me for inviting you. Not because she doesn't want you here, but because she feels we do not have enough to offer. I said, in England they have rationing too. Captain Langley will be used to it.
Yes, yes, of course.
So, können wir jetzt essen, nein? Huh? Yeah. So. We can eat now. It's better. With food you feel a little warmer. Yes, please. Please sit here. I won't offer to take your cold.
Dr. Erdmann.
Vegetables only, but very good. Nutritious. Die Gerste. Yeah, the barley. Yes? This is very underestimated.
Dr. Erdmann, Ilse is your daughter?
My daughter? No, Captain Langley. Ilse is my wife. Ah. Oh. That's it, Alice. You have enjoyed your meal, yes?
Yes. Danke, Frau Erdmann. Ich habe gut gegessen.
Ah, the politeness of the English. Ilse, du kannst Italisch spielen, ja?
Ja.
And speaking German as well, that is why you were chosen to come here, of course. Whatever your deficiencies in coal mining.
Dr. Erdmann, this was supposed to be a celebratory meal, not one in which to resume bickering.
You are right. We will celebrate with the brandy, and you like music, yeah?
Yes.
Good. So, you have questions to ask me, no?
What makes you say that?
Because if I do not have a file, that is most remiss. You must make one. What is my background? Where did I learn my English? Perhaps I was a spy.
I don't think so, but tell me anyway.
Mozart. Well, you, for instance, I can guess any number of things about you. You are a bright young man, but uncertain of yourself. When we first met, you barked like a dog to cover this up. Enough?
What? Yes.
But the question is, what is your speciality? You do not have the look of a war hero, I'm afraid to say. And yet they have made you captain. So, you must have some specific training. Scientific, is that right?
I thought we were building up a file on you.
Prost.
Prost.
Das ist gut. Yeah, scientific. How do I know? Because at your age, I had exactly that look. That theoretical look. That desire to work everything out in equations, to make them balance. Excellent cognac. Shall we have some more?
Where did you learn your English?
Teaching. I taught abroad before the war. I taught in England.
Yes.
And I liked the English. I liked them a great deal.
1937. Where were you in 1937?
Well, until the end of the university year, I was in London. And you?
At Imperial College, as an undergraduate.
Then we have met. Or you have seen me in front of a blackboard. A blackboard filled with complicated formulas on velocity and propulsion.
I wasn't sure. You've changed.
The war years, my age, you grow older, more quicker. Come, you're not drinking.
Why are you hiding, Dr. Erdmann? You're not a war criminal.
And I'm not hiding. You found me without difficulty, did you not? So, now you can tell me your true purpose here. You are not interested in coal, are you?
No.
Then, what is it you want of me?
I think you must have guessed that already. We want you to come to England. We want you to use your expertise, your real expertise. The one you were teaching back in 1937. We want you to help us make rockets.
Beautiful, isn't it? White as far as the eye can see. The earth underneath, of course, is useless. It has been farmed to exhaustion during the war. But it will enrich itself, given a little time. Everything will enrich itself once again. Do you like the country, Captain Langley?
I like the home counties well enough. But this isn't exactly comparable.
No. Not picturesque. I agree. The Ruhr, too many mines, too many steelworks. But for me, that is the beauty. The mixing of nature with what man has built with the functional. Here, Prince! Bring! Bring snow! Have you been in touch with London?
I sent them a wire.
And?
I don't need instructions. I had them before I left. I have simply let them know that you are who we suspected you were.
Ah, so much excitement. And tell me, Captain, why could you not approach me directly? Hmm? Ah, the Americans?
Quite.
The Allies. No sooner do you win the war than you are squabbling amongst yourselves. You must be very upset with them.
So we are. 100 unused V2s were shipped out of your plant at Nordhausen across the Atlantic. You know what we got? A few rusty spare parts. And that's despite an agreement that we split all rockets found.
Yeah, also despite the fact that none at all fell on America. Most unfair, I agree.
Well, they got to them first and they cleaned up. Not to mention the personnel. Von Braun, Dornberger, both in the United States. We weren't going to let them latch onto you.
I feel honored.
Now, in the end, the scientific brains matter more than the hardware. We always knew the Germans were 20 years ahead of us. And that whoever got your expertise could put themselves into the long-range rocket business overnight. I spent the war in an air ministry research unit.
Yeah?
5 wasted years trying to convince military command we should be looking into guided weapon systems. Only to be finally justified by having V2s rain down on us.
So I have done you a small favor. And your offer is official?
It has government backing, yes. Any assurances you want, terms, conditions...
Later, 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 perhaps. Mass. Yes, I will already be kneeling. Never misses a Sunday, you know. Are you...
Religious?
Mm.
No. What do you say to the offer?
You are in a hurry. I am, how you say, yes, bemused by the offer. I'm not so important as von Braun or Dornberger. I am like the rusted engine parts you managed to pick up. I am what is left over.
No, that's not true. I can remember your lectures. You were showing us the tip of the iceberg, the merest hint of what you knew. Only what we could assimilate. But why did you leave?
Because, like you, I was not taken seriously. In England, I was tolerated as a scientist, but there would never have been the funds to turn my research into practice.
Whereas the generosity of the Third Reich... Didn't the politics bother you, Edmund?
Yes, they bothered me a great deal. Prince! Princey! Ja, was machst du denn? Ah! You know what? He has found a rabbit underneath the hedge. He thinks he will catch it. Now, listen, let me give you an example of what a poor scientist I am, Captain Langley. Look, in these fields, rabbits everywhere, you see? There are no guns, so they can be brave. I, too, thought I would catch them. I invented a trap, a wire, so with 3 circles. I planted these in the fields before the snow came. Oh, 20 maybe, or 25. Surely I would catch many rabbits. But now, not a single one. And there, look, Frenzy has lost him to our love. Frenzy, love! He has no chance.
You are important to us, Dr. Anman.
Yes, yes, so you say, so you say. Ah, soon it will start to snow again. We should get back. We will collect wood as we go. So. It was like this. I came back to Germany in 1937 because I had family here. I had a mother, father, wife. All are dead now. My parents were old. They died naturally. My wife, while I was working at Pinnamunda at the research base, was killed in an RAF raid on Hamburg. For this, I assure you, I feel no anger. That'd hardly be fair, would it? Yeah, it's burning now. Once back in Germany, what was I to do except to work on my speciality, which was rocketry? The alternative, if I had been allowed it, would have been at best some pointless administrative job, at worst, or working in a factory or down the mines. You have spoken of your wasted years. I'm older than you. I had no intention of wasting that time. Of course, when we developed these Wunderwaffen, these wonder weapons, I was conscious that they were extremely sophisticated machines with the sole purpose of taking human life. Sometimes I consoled myself with the thought that Archimedes designing his catapult or Leonardo his tanks, but mostly I thought after the war, this will be work of great use. Great peaceful use.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
In 1944, when we moved from Pinnamunda to Nordhausen to escape the Red Army, it was already clear that we would have to decide to whom to surrender. The Russians, naturally, were out of the question. Von Braun, Dornberger, and most others, as you say, favors the Americans because America is a big country. America has money. America is the future.
I can promise you the British government will give a commitment.
But something had happened to me in the meantime. While we were moving west ahead of the Russians, we were not the only ones. All villages, towns even, were making their way on foot, carrying what they could. They were so afraid of the revenge that would be taken on them. In amongst this exodus, ragged emigration, I came by chance upon a woman, a young girl almost, who was like me, alone. She had nobody, she had nothing. Everything, her family, her belongings, had been bombed, destroyed. She was moving because the others were moving, but really she did not care as if she lived or died.
This was Ilse.
Yes, this was Ilse. And compared to her, I was the king. Materially, at least, I had everything I needed. So I took her in my car and I cared for her. And when it was clear the war was over, when the research unit was disbanded, when the soldiers had ceased to fight, we came here to Königsberg. We married because, well, even in defeat, Germans are respectable people. Ah. The mess has finished. Ilse's back.
She can come with you to England, you realize. There's no problem at all about that. Arrangements will be made as quickly as you like. We can find a temporary director for the mine. The question of passports is easily solved.
Captain Langley, what is your first name?
Stephen.
I'm Franz.
Yes, I know.
Look, give me your hand. Today is Sunday. We will speak by the middle of the week. I need a few days.
But I
must have time to consider, to calculate all the possible consequences. That is only fair. That is only scientific. Ilse, wie geht bei dem Messer?
Friend. Eines Tages musst du kommen. Ja. Captain Langley, will er zum Essen bleiben?
Oh, she wants to know if you will stay to eat.
Nein, danke, Frau Erdmann. I'll see you tomorrow at the mine, Herr Doctor. Good day.
With those headlines, we close this bulletin of news on the British Forces Network next, direct from the BBC studios, a program of dance music from the Henry Hall Band, starting with a little seasonal offer.
Well, doesn't that just raise your spirits? All cannot be wrong with the world while there's a muted trumpet left there.
Quince!
Sir! Where is everyone?
Everyone's here, sir. Everyone that's left. The rest moved out this morning.
Really? I didn't realize.
You've been that wrapped up at the mine. Just a hardcore now and a pile of unpaid mess bills. Never was so much owed by so many to so few. Bit more breathing space, anyhow. Choice of room.
I'm fine where I am.
Buy you a drink, sir?
No, thanks.
But you could buy me one.
Yes, I suppose I do owe you a few. What do you have?
A pint will be fine, sir. Thank you. I'll pull it myself. Same for you.
Yes, why not? And I thought we decided to drop the sir.
Sorry, old habits die hard. How are things at the mine?
Oh, not too bad. Looks like the bigwigs in Essen might even get rail transport regularized.
There you go.
Thank you.
They're pleased with you, then. Up at the control board. Promotion in the offing?
Well, I don't think I'll be hanging around that long.
Why not? I've been counting on your company. Don't tell me you're aching to get back to Blighty.
Why wouldn't I be? All your other drinking pals were.
You have a good deal more sense than them.
A good deal more education. It's not always the same thing.
I bet there's someone waiting for you, isn't there?
What makes you say that?
Well, good-looking, eligible chap like you. Well, seems logical. Am I right?
No, you're not, as it happens. Well, there was someone. A childhood sweetheart, but...
Ah, well.
Ah, marvelous sight, yes? Back in production again. And this time we'll be able to ship it. Progress, Stephen, progress. But you were saying the crazy schemes you were involved in.
I don't know, all sorts. Anyone who had a bright idea about how to establish air supremacy or improve bombing patterns was filtered through our department. I mean, at one point we were actually considering a proposal to sprinkle clouds with a sand and cement mix so that it rained slabs of concrete.
No, I don't.
You wouldn't believe the lunatic we had foisted on us. But all the time, we could see where the danger lay. We knew guided missiles would have greater accuracy than bombs, which meant greater destruction and a bigger effect on morale. Luckily, we were fairly certain that your work on atomic fission wasn't nearly as advanced as ours, because otherwise...
Yes. The rocket with an atomic warhead, unstoppable destruction at the press of a button. Is that why you want me?
No.
Are you sure? It's a very tempting prospect, isn't it, Stephen? Germany is no longer a danger to you now, but who knows what the future holds. Whoever possessed such a weapon would be able to deter any attack because it would only take one man to respond, to wipe out whole cities at a time. You would be foolish to ignore this possibility.
Well, it's not what I'm here for. I came to identify you, to make you an offer. That's all. You will not be given just a generous salary, but every technical facility you wish to continue your research. All the assistance you need. But Britain isn't a totalitarian state. If you don't want to work on military applications, you don't have to. No one can force you to. It's certainly not where my interests lie.
Mm-hmm. So, you would be working with me?
I would be working under your direction. And if you're inclined towards peaceful uses, that's music to my ears. Because anyone can make a flying bomb, but to put a pilot in a rocket, what about that? But imagine a mail service that could cross the Atlantic in 40 minutes. Or why stop at mail? Make it a passenger service. Or why stop at the Atlantic or anywhere else on the globe? The conquest of space. It sounds like comic book stuff, but with rocketry it's possible, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, I think it is.
Then that's what we'll work on. The design for a rocket that will leave the Earth's atmosphere.
And you really think your government will provide funds for this?
Oh, yes, they will. They want to build a future that makes us more than just a fading colonial power. They want to capture the imagination of the British people, to reward them for all those dreary sacrifices, to take them to new heights. What could be better than this?
Yes, you sound convincing.
Oh, come. At least come and see what you're being offered. If you don't like the setup...
Before Christmas would be impossible.
I don't see why.
Ah, that's because you are younger than I am.
But I can at least wire through that your decision is positive.
Stephen, there is a favor I would like you to do for me.
What? In connection with this?
Do you like opera? As well as orchestral music.
Do I? I don't understand.
In Köln, they have repaired enough of the opera house to make it work again. This is symbolic, you understand? And in celebration, they are staging the Zauberflöte.
You want me to get you tickets?
I want you to get tickets, yes. For you, it will not be difficult, but I do not wish to go. No, to travel to Köln and back in these conditions for an evening's entertainment, I no longer have the energy for that.
Then
Ilse has a fine voice. She would love to go. Will you take her, Stephen? Will you do that? It would mean a lot to me. Please.
Are you enjoying it? Up and see it?
Yes, I am enjoying. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you spoke English.
Oh, I'm Bisschen, a little from the school.
Like my German. Would you like to stretch your legs?
Is it?
To walk.
Oh.
I don't suppose there's anything to drink.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
I stick out here, rather, don't I? The only uniform in the place. The gun, I'm afraid, is regulations. I'm not actually afraid of being attacked by a bunch of opera goers. Look, I'm sorry. I know this is an awkward situation. It wasn't actually my idea to bring you here.
You don't want to come?
Oh, yes, of course. It's just that when your husband suggested...
My husband?
Yeah, Franz. When he suggested I bring you, I couldn't really refuse. I need to keep him happy. I want him to come to England. I suppose he told you. That is, I want both of you to come to England. He has mentioned that, hasn't he?
Yes.
And would you like to?
I do not have a choice.
But you must know whether you want to come to England or not. Or at least whether you want to leave Königsberg. Where are you from?
A village near Danzig.
Then you have no ties here, at least.
Captain Langley... Franz tells you he's my husband?
Yes. Isn't he?
Meine Damen und Herren, nehmen Sie Platz bitte für den zweiten Akt.
We start again now, quickly, to save light.
Oh, Herman, I mean, well, Ilse, isn't Franz your husband? I know it's none of my business,
but... The opera is done, you know, we must not talk.
But
later, perhaps. Not now.
Of course. As you wish.
Are you cold? I'm afraid these jeeps are drafty as hell. It can't be far to the Königsberg turning.
Half kilometer.
Is it? Difficult to tell in the dark.
You want to ask me now your question about Franz?
No, it's impertinent of me. I don't have a right to pry. You don't ask me about my private life.
We are not married.
I see.
Does this mean I cannot go to England?
No, not necessarily. Well, I'd have to check.
He wanted to marry, but he's a good man. You know, if he has not told you the truth of this, it's not for a bad reason.
I'm sure. But you do want to come to England.
Would I like it?
Why not? You'll be far better off than you are here. And I'm certain it can be arranged, after all. If you're a condition of Francis coming, they can hardly object, can they? Is this the turning?
Yes. And in England, what would they think of me? Of us, the Germans?
Well, there's no rancor, if that's what you mean. No desire for revenge. The war's over.
Are you sure? Why, it's come from the Russians.
Oh, the Russians, yes. The Red Army's notorious for trying to equalize its losses. We're not like that. Anyway, I can quite see you in Oxford Street. You'd fit in.
You think so?
Oh, without a doubt. You'd turn a few heads, believe me.
I don't understand.
Oh, you don't have to. The main thing is that you want to come. Look, there's Königsberg ahead. We'll have you home in no time.
Papagino.
Sir!
What?
Sir!
What is it? Sir, you can't go and sort the mess.
What do you mean? Why on earth not?
Sergeant Quinn, sir.
Well, what about it?
He's had a few drinks.
Is that anything new?
There's a few more than usual.
Jesus Christ, what the hell was that?
So one of the lights, by the look of things, sir. That's another.
Where's everyone else?
It's in their room, sir. Keeping out of his way. You're the last back.
I've been down to Cologne. I had to drop someone across town. Look, I'm damned if I'm going to freeze out here till he sobers up.
He's run out of lights anyway, sir.
Quinn! Quinn, it's Langley! For God's sake, calm down! I'm coming in!
Now, this is going to be a real pleasure. Not for you, pal.
Have you finished?
Who's that?
Who do you think? What's got into you, Quinn?
Peace. Now, this is what I call peace. Easy on the eye, easy on the ear.
Give me the gun.
Oh, you're a tiger when you're roused, Langley. Tackling an armed man. I never would have thought you had it in you.
It's been a long evening, and I would like to go to bed. Just give me the gun.
What sort of long evening? Tell me about it.
I have been to the opera, if you must know.
Then you've suffered more than me. The gun is yours.
Thank you. Now, what brought this on?
Demobbed. Got my papers.
When?
January. Don't want me here anymore. England stretches out its open arms. I'll be clutched to the bosom of the country that suckled
Not
me.
Not if you don't want to. You could apply for the control commission and come straight back here. Help with the mines or whatever else.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. One more drink.
Are you sure that's wise?
Wise? I'm not endowed with wisdom. I'm simply a member of the proletariat whose destiny is to be shunted hither and thither at will.
Quinn, maybe you should go and sleep it off.
All right. That's always the answer, isn't it?
Here.
Let me show you something first. You seen that?
A military medal.
Would have been a military cross, but of course, I'm an NCO.
But even so, why didn't you wear
it? Because the place I want to stick it would be a mite uncomfortable. You keep it with a shooting iron. Good night.
Oh, you got early here. Or am I late? I tried to be in for the first shift, which is why I was not up to meet you last night. You enjoyed your evening, yes?
Yes, very much.
When I left, Ilsa was still asleep, but I'm sure you did her a great favor. Thank you, Stephen.
Edmund, I need an answer. I need it today.
Of course. I'm sure London is pressing you.
Well?
All this is for you. Help yourself, please.
Auf Sinn besuchlich auf...
Naturally, it's all in German, but I will help you translate. These are general notes on guidance and control systems. Below, we have investigations into fuel mix. This was not directly my work, but nonetheless...
All this is from your files.
But all these are my files. There is nothing more. We had always to be ready to move, so documentation was kept as compact as possible. But it is for you, everything.
And yourself?
No, I will not come to England. However, with this, you do not need me. Everything I can tell you is here.
France?
Yes, yes, I know. You were entrusted with a mission. They are waiting for the result. This is a result. You must not feel that you have failed. You have foreseen your triumph, I'm sure, as bringing me back to London, but that is mistaken. This is even better.
Why?
Because you have said yourself that if I come to England, you will be working for me. But with this information, with all the knowledge I can give you, it is you who will be the expert. It is you who will be able to choose the direction of research. But these are original files. They exist nowhere else. All this power will reside in you.
But what will you do?
Me? Well, exactly what I'm doing now. I will stay here as director of the mine. They will send your replacement to oversee me, of course. I will work with him for as long as necessary. But before that, there is much to be done. It will take time to go through these documents, but some concepts you may not easily understand.
Wait. I'll need some sort of go-ahead.
Yes, I understand. But that need not do this. In all the spare time we have, I must be teaching you. And this is an excellent opportunity. It could not be better. Because at Christmas, the mine will close for 3 days. You will spend it with us at my house. You must eat with us.
Hold on.
Yes, of course. We must not lose
a moment. But you don't have enough food for yourselves.
Aha. Now there you underestimate me, Stephen. For Christmas dinner, I promise you we will eat rabbit.
Have you caught one? Your traps are working.
No, not yet. But I have new design. Look, here, I will draw it for you. Now, the problem before, the rabbits were attracted, but they would escape, you see. They would wriggle. Yes, you say wriggle free. But now, I have a spring system.
Edmund.
France.
Have you asked Ilse? Is she happy to have a guest in the house?
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course. You will keep us company. She will be delighted. You must come. Say you will come, Stephen.
Very well, then. I'll come.
Somewhere here. Now, careful, don't come closer. No, perhaps a little further along. With the snowfalls, it's difficult to... yes. Here.
Careful, you'll catch pneumonia before you catch dinner.
Ah!
What, is there nothing there?
Yes, there is something here, all right. The trap has worked. A theoretical triumph.
Oh, God, what's done that?
Fox... We have made it a present.
He hasn't exactly left a lot.
I should have thought of this. I was so pleased with my invention. Always as a saying, you know, when you think you have been clever, that is when you're...
Outwitted?
Outwitted, yes.
But there are more traps. You may have had luck somewhere else.
Perhaps. But foxes have as much appetite as we do. If they found one rabbit...
Well, let's check at least. Where's the next one?
This way. Anyway, we should not interrupt the tutorial. I was saying...
Three control loops.
Yes. First, pitch control. This means the rocket can be launched upright and change its direction in the air. Next, the control for sideways movement.
Yaw.
Yes. Now, without this, obviously, the rocket will not hit its target. So, a potentiometer attached to a gyro produces a voltage proportional to the actual and intended direction of the axis.
And this voltage acts on the servo units.
Exactly. But this raises another problem.
If the rocket rolls, the gyro won't operate.
Yes, Stephen, they chose the right man to come here.
I had a good teacher before the war.
So, the third loop is to prevent the missile rolling. When we return to the house, we will look at the diagrams.
Franz, listen. Without a rabbit, you must celebrate Christmas Eve on your own. I'm not eating part of what little food you have.
But your cognac. We are counting on you for alcohol.
I'll go back to the mess anyway and bring as much as you want, but...
Shh. Mess? What's the mess?
Shh. Oh.
There. Underneath that hedgerow.
Yeah.
Oh, das ist ein großes Kriech. Always your nearest trap. 30 meters to the right. But he will not go. He's standing so still, looking at us.
Maybe he smells a greater danger. A fox in the vicinity.
Yeah, probably. Listen. We make a noise, the rabbit runs. The fox catches him. You, if you are quick, scare the fox before he eats the rabbit. What do you think?
I think there's an easier way. We shoot him.
What? Can you?
You know how to fire a gun?
I know how it works.
But, I also, but I've never shot anything. Have you?
There's such a thing as beginner's luck.
He will move. He will go soon.
The safety catch. And... Oh, God, sorry. Maybe your plan was better.
No, no. Look, he is running, yes. But the trail on the snow, he cannot go far.
Well, I hit him?
Yes. He's slowing. He has lost too much blood. We will catch him.
I can't believe it.
Quick, before the fox comes.
Franz, we've got dinner.
Quickly!
Give me a bottle of brandy, and do we have any wine?
No, sir. Not a lot of call for it amongst the men.
No, I suppose not. Well,
Vodka, sir. Came over from the Russian sector.
Yes, why not? Here, I'll pay now. Don't chalk it up.
Ah, evening.
Quinn, haven't seen you for a few days.
Been keeping my head down. Not the most popular chap around here. The radio.
Well, this didn't shoot the pianist.
I think most people would have preferred that.
They are, sir. Thanks.
You're celebrating, anyhow?
Yes. Christmas Eve with Erdman and his wife.
Going native. Good for you. Look, I owe you a special apology for the other night. The gun and the gong. I found them under the bunk. Thanks. Mm.
What did you win the medal for?
Stupidity in the face of flying bullets.
No, really?
Really? Oh, I'm off at the beginning of the new year, by the way. If you've got time before then, maybe we'd have a night out. Go down to Cologne or something.
I'd like that. Well, 8 o'clock, I should leave. I promised I'd be there with a drink.
Sure. You know something, Lanny? You've changed. You've changed a lot. Germany's done you good. You've come into yourself.
Yeah, you think I ought to stay?
Find yourself a nice Fraulein, settle down. That's what you were advising me, wasn't it?
Always easier to give advice than to take it. But I'd better go. It's all the way across town.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. I knew there was something else. This wire came for you.
Oh, when?
Yesterday. You haven't been around a lot either.
No. Thanks.
It's confidential. That's why I picked it up. I didn't look.
Can't be that important. Probably London deciding they've got enough coal stocks and we should put it all back in the ground. I'll open it later. Well, have a good evening.
And you. Enjoy yourself.
She must, mustn't she, Franz? Oh, come on, persuade her.
Das war schön. Willst du?
Nein, ich werde dich frei machen, Berger.
Ja, das ist besser. She would rather clear the table. Oh, music?
Yeah? Yes. No, actually, Franz, I have to tell you, there's a slight problem with London.
Oh, really? What sort?
I got a cable from them. Military intelligence. They're not terrifically happy.
But is it part of their job that they should be?
With us, I mean, with you, specifically. The documentation on its own isn't good enough. They insist you should come as well.
Hmm. Insist? How can they insist?
I don't know. They asked me to put pressure on you.
I see, I see. Do they specify what kind of pressure?
Oh, look, Franz, don't put me on the bloody spot. Of course they don't. I'm supposed to think for myself, aren't I? That's why they sent me.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry. I can see it is an awkward situation.
Oh, there's nothing awkward about it. You'll have to come, that's all.
Will I? And if I refuse?
Oh, don't be so pig-headed. I mean...
Hey, that's right. Das ist ein schwieriges Problem. You know, I think we have to sleep on this. Well, you will not expect a reply tonight, after all.
Well, I'll come over in the morning. We'll talk about it then.
But you are driving back now?
Well, I wasn't going to walk.
No, no, this is not wise. You must stay here.
Here? Where here? Anywhere outside this room, you'd freeze to death.
No, you must sleep here. Ilsa and I on this side of the fire. You want that?
Thanks, but no thanks. In half an hour, I'll be home.
In half an hour, Stephen, you are more likely to be by the side of the road with a jeep on top of you. Now, be sensible. Stay. He must. This? Mustn't he, Ilsa?
Oh, yes, of course.
You see? And Ilsa is never wrong about anything. Now, please, sit down again. She will make up your bed.
What?
Crimsy.
Oh, now that's what I call an alarm clock. What time is it?
It is 9 o'clock. You have slept well.
Slept? Oh. No, I haven't particularly. Nor have you come to that.
And shall you go?
Never mind. Where's Franz?
They are not here. It's gone.
Gone? Gone where? Franz has gone where?
To the coal.
To the mine? On Christmas morning? Why?
Here, he left this.
Stephen, thought I should check the stock for safety and only for you to come. What?
Sorry, I must take the dog for a walk. You can sleep more.
No, I think I need the fresh air. Wait, you can take me for a walk as well.
Fühlen Sie sich besser? You feel better?
Yes, I do, thanks. You always walk the dog here, by the canal?
Sometimes.
Well, they've broken the ice. Look, they're clearing a passage through. Soon it'll be navigable again.
Frenzy! Frenzy!
Ilsa, why wouldn't you marry Franz if you wanted to?
Because it was not necessary. Here everyone believes we are married. That is important.
But you're religious. You go to mass. Doesn't it matter to you?
No. Because we are not husband and wife that way. The way you mean.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be asking these questions.
No. It's natural. Yeah, Prince. Oh, has the neck of a woman.
Yeah, a stick. But he wants to marry you because he thinks it'll make your life more comfortable. Is that right?
Yes.
And he wants me to think that you're married for the same reason. So that you can come to England with no problems.
Hmm?
But why do you stay with him? Is it because you have no choice?
No, I've been on my own. I can be again. It's because I'm... I don't know the word. Dankbar.
Grateful?
Yeah. He will be alone without me. More alone than I will be.
How long can you stay together on that basis?
I don't know. I have not thought.
How old are you, Ilse?
21. And you?
27. That's just years, isn't it? You've suffered. You deserve a better life.
Deserve, no. I have bad memories here in Germany. Too many. I want to leave, but not for comfort. Only for a neue Anfang, a new year. Start.
Yeah, I understand. But then you must persuade Franz to come. I don't know why he's reluctant, but it's essential. And he will do it if you ask him. He cares for you that much.
I don't know.
Yes, he does. He must do if he wants to marry you.
Please don't talk about that.
Why? Because you know you must leave him sooner or later? But that will be easier in England, too. You're not the only one who will have a new lease of life. He'll be back in his old speciality, absorbed in it. He'll be surrounded by fresh people, people with the highest regard for his abilities. I'm sorry, I'm not explaining this very clearly, but England will be better for both of you. That's the simple truth. Oh, Ilsa, what's the matter? What is it? Ilsa, here. Oh, here. I didn't mean to upset you. I want the best for you. Don't you understand?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not asking anything from you, only that you do your best to come to England. For everyone's sake. You will try and persuade France, won't you? Listen, I'll give you till the end of the holidays, perhaps a little longer. You can talk to him, just the two of you. You will try. Say yes, say you will.
I will try. What else can I do?
Thank you, Ilse. It will all work out. You'll see.
Edmund? Well, what's it?
Stephen! Happy Christmas to you.
And you.
Wasn't that Edmund? Just going off in the Jeep?
Eh? Oh, yes. I got one of the corporals to drive him home. You know, he walks everywhere. He's full of life.
What was he doing here?
Taking the place over. Once we move out, it'll go back to being a town hall. You'll have to find somewhere else to live.
Does he want to be mayor or something?
Who knows? I showed him around anyway. The hell with the fraternization band. Are you coming in? There's goose and plum pudding, and we've time for a couple first.
No, thanks. I rather overdid it last night. Quinn, listen, did Edmund say anything about me?
Sure. What a nice young man you were. I trust him with my life. Or was it wife? I'm not sure.
Quinn, this is serious. Look, did he really? God. Let's go up to my room. There's one or two things I have to tell you.
So, London have got you backed up against a wall.
Well, not really. They're just insisting I carry out what I came here to do. It's not unreasonable.
Take Erdman back to work on a rocket program. You're a dark horse, Stephen, that's for sure. And he's playing hard to get.
Yes.
Where's your leverage? Can you offer more money?
That won't work. Issa is the key to it. That's why it's so important whether he said anything about her.
Just that the two of you were getting on well. He seemed pleased that she had someone her own age for company.
Oh, God.
What is it? Have you fallen for her?
No.
You have. You're in love with the lady, aren't you? How does she feel about you?
I don't know. It's not important. Well, maybe it is, but it can all be sorted out once we're in England. I can talk to Edmund. We're grown men.
So what's your plan in the short term?
Clear out for a few days while she works on him. Maybe go up to Essen to arrange for his replacement.
Good, that's optimistic. But if she fails, what then? Have you got another plan up your sleeve?
No. Nothing at all. I go back without him and admit defeat.
Ah, well. It's not as though you'll be shot, is it? Dented pride isn't usually fatal. Well, take it as it comes, Stephen. That's my advice. Enjoy yourself in Essen. When you get back, it'll be a new year for all of us. Stephen, you're back, just in time.
What's going on? I thought you weren't leaving for a week yet.
Brought forward. Same lack of organisation that kept the enemy guessing. How was Essen?
Fine. You're going today?
2 a.m. at the Hook. 8 hours throwing up on the North Sea, and then it's blighty.
Have you seen your friend Edmund?
Not yet. Haven't had a chance. Why?
I've been keeping an eye on him for you. Got a feeling you've swung it.
How do you mean?
Well, he's been round here a couple of times. Poking round the archives. I gave him back his papers. Him and the Fraulein.
Why would he need that?
To travel, I guess.
Yeah, but I can take care of all of that.
Well, search me, then. He's closing the house up, too.
What? I better get out there.
Better have.
Sergeant Quinn.
You must fly. We never had that night in the town. Look me up when you get back. I'll be in the phone book. Quinn's garage. See you. Good luck. Yes, and you. Bye.
Hello. Come in.
What's happened? What's going on? You've spoken to him?
To?
But is he here? Edmund? Franz?
No, he's at the mine.
Doing what?
His job, I suppose. Plenty.
But you're leaving the house. You convinced him.
No.
What do you mean? He's picked up your papers.
Stephen,
he's getting ready to move.
Stephen, I must ask you something. Take me with you. He has agreed we must separate. Here. Now. He will not come. He cannot be persuaded. But you can take me. You have this power.
What the hell is he playing at?
Victor?
Look, I don't know. I can't promise. I'd love to take you, of course. I would, but I have to talk to him first. At the mine?
Yes, but...
I'll be back. I promise. Wait for me. Edmund.
Franz. Where are you? It's Stephen. We have to talk. Stop hiding from me.
I have told you before, I do not hide. I am inspecting the new wagons. They are good. Soon the mine will double production. New seams, new shafts, and personnel, more personnel.
But you won't be here.
That is true. How did you know?
Because you're coming with me, and that's final. I'm not giving you any option. You think I don't understand the game you're playing?
I am not playing any game.
Too old, too decrepit to go to the opera, but you're up at 5 every morning to walk over here, aren't you?
Which is precisely why I am too tired.
Shut up, Edmund. I don't want any of your clever answers. You've been pushing me and Ilse together, trying to get me to fall for her. Who do you think you are? Just because you can assemble technology, you imagine you can do the same with people.
Why would I want you to fall in love with my wife?
Oh, she's not your wife. You can stop the pretense with me. I'm not that stupid.
Very well. But I still have no reason...
So that I'll go back to London with her, feeling guilty as hell, and leave you to your nice, cozy existence here.
Cozy? Perhaps I don't understand this word very well. I always thought comfort was what you were promising me.
Only if you've got the guts to strive for the future. And I think you're scared of that. I think you've worked yourself out as a scientist. I think you're scared of arriving in England and finding that you've got nothing to offer.
Perhaps. Now, if you will excuse me.
I won't be made a fool of, Edmund. I warn you.
People are either fools or not, Stephen. They cannot be changed.
Edmund?
Dr. Edmund.
I've told you, we're leaving together. Edmund, look at me.
I see. You will take me to England at gunpoint.
You wanted to know how I put pressure on you? This is the answer.
Well, that is very interesting. What now?
We go back to the house. We collect your things. If Ilse wants to come, that's fine. Either way.
This will really impress her, that is for sure.
Don't talk. Just move. We're going to my jeep.
You know, Stephen, I have to say you are not so stupid. You have analyzed the problem. You have found the causes. Yes, you are right. I want Ilse to go with you. I have done all I can for her. Now it is your turn.
Walk. Keep quiet and walk.
For myself, I have other duties for the future. This is my country. You must understand. Whatever wrongs it has committed, I must help it all I can. I cannot simply run away to luxury.
Although, of course, it is tempting. And Ilse, if she leaves you...
I will miss her more than you can imagine. But if we are to part, it is better now. Because I am going to the East.
Where?
Look around you, Stephen. This mine is working almost perfectly, and in the rest of the region it will soon be the same. In the French and American zones, too, industry will eventually return to normal. But where the Russians are... Can you imagine the chaos?
You're going to work in the Russian zone?
For this, I needed my papers.
But what will you do?
Anything that needs doing. I have learned a lot here in Kennisburg. I can manage a factory or maybe a farm. Why not? Whatever helps people survive. I will leave in the next couple of days. As for you, you must listen to your conscience. If you do not take Ilse with you, I think you will regret it. Because I think you must love her. And she will learn to love you. Now, I am going back to the office. There are papers to be cleared up.
Edmund.
Goodbye, Stephen. I trust you.
I trust you with my Ilsa. And I trust you with a gun to my back.
Stephen!
What? Where did I come from? Franz, I didn't...
Could you?
It wasn't me!
Is he finished?
Quinn! What are you doing here?
Running behind the last vehicle out, I said, and you've still got yours. Sorry, my friend. Not as accurate as I was.
But why? Why did you...
Because I'm paid to keep an eye on you. Orders are orders.
An eye on me? All along?
All along. I told them. Boy, to do a man's job, but they insisted you had the expertise.
I must get help.
But now, you'd reached the point of no return. I've been listening to the sob story. Our friend here, the altruist, the savior of the German people, maybe he means it, maybe he's being honest. But do you think the Russians are going to let a rocket scientist muck out pigs when they can have flying A-bombs? I get it. Whether he likes it or not, they'll use him to the hilt.
No!
Yes, they will, Edmund, or at any rate, put it this way, we can't take the chance.
No! Quinn!
Stand back, Stephen. You know who actually built the V2s? I mean, built them. Slave labor, Jews out of the camp, starved wretches making their glorious contribution to the future. Think on that, if it makes life any easier. I'm sorry, Edmund. If we can't have you, no one can.
No!
Tickets, please. Thank you.
I don't know what to write. I feel I owe you something, and all I can say is I was in love with you, Ilsa. Franz was right. And he didn't force me to that. How could he? What I felt was simply because of you.
That's better. What are you writing?
Nothing. Nothing important. Tickets, please.
See me in London. Isn't that right?
Ooh, about half an hour, sir.
Oh, I've got yours, haven't I, Stephen? There.
Thank you.
You're writing to Ilsa, aren't you?
Yes. Aren't I even allowed to do that?
Of course you are.
If I could have seen her.
I don't think it would have been appropriate under the circumstances. Anyway, I hardly imagine she'd have wanted much to do with you.
She could have told
me. Why, explain. Distance yourself? Well, it's not likely, is it? Best this way. Trust your old mate, Quinn. He's knocked around a lot longer than you. That's better. That's sensible. Make a clean break of it. Give me the paper. You've a grand future in front of you, Stephen. You've proved you're a scientist at heart. You've got the brains this country needs. There. Gone. It's all over now, Stephen. All over. Finished.
Written by Guy Meredith. Erdman was played by Ian Holm, Langley by Nathaniel Parker, and Quinn by Kenneth Cranham. Ilsa was played by Susie Bran, and the other parts by Julian Ryan Tutt. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.